Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Lunga reaching for his board.
And ends with Oliver asking Lunga, "Are you having fun, my son?" This is minute 13 of episode 12. Our Infinity.
Oh, did we need the tissues? Did we need the handkerchief? Because I did. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
This minute was beautiful.
Yeah. Skate the Infinity's freaking back, my dudes. Yeah. It's Wednesday,
what
my dudes.
What the heck? I don't even know what to say. This was stunning.
Lunga skate down a mountain.
He skate down a cyber cliff.
He sees the ghost of his father. The ghost of his father tells him, "Your uncle killed me." He slipped poison into my snowboard.
Is this Hamlet?
It's the Lion King. Here on
Which
Infinite
is
Minute,
Hamlet?
An anime by minute podcast where we talk about the Lion King minute by minute. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Caitlin.
And this minute of the Lion King is one of my favorites. This is legitimately one of the best minutes of the show.
Incredible.
Yeah, so good.
Incredible.
All time.
Oh, incredible. Yeah.
So good.
We will talk about it.
It's like just like everything comes together here.
Yes. And visually it's stunning.
The
music.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, oh my god. Like the in-betweens stuff, like here, like the way everything flows all of a sudden. So good. So dreamlike. So like rich and so like Lunga looks so weird, but it still looks good.
Yes. He looks real weird in that bit with Oliver. I think they fixed that in the Blu-ray because he looks so off-model, but it's very
so
cute.
So off-model, but a bit, like, childlike.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, there's just something wrong with the shape of the face, but it still looks so good.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Good. It is a bit good uncanny shape. That he just manages to skate down a mountain.
Yes, a little bit.
We'll talk about it.
But it actually kicked in like pretty much right like a second before this minute, but this, I don't even know how to explain it, this soundscape, this like ethereal galactic soundscape kicks in.
Yeah, galactic, that's right.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're right.
And we get some intercut. I thought both of us thought it was going to be... Yeah,
Your
like
montage.
A straight up montage, but we get like these nice intercuts.
So
of the
much
skateboard
better.
Flying towards Lunga, then him reaching for the skateboard in between.
Yeah.
His first beef with his feet taped down or tied down.
Yeah.
Him standing on the skateboard with Reki doing his little meerkat pose
so
in the background.
So funny. Bless.
God bless. And again, the faraway shot is stylized, not just bad.
Yeah, yeah. And the slow motion of the hand reaching for the board.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It is that meme, draw the hand in this position, but from the opposite direction.
He fell on his butt when he did an ollie, or tried to do an ollie.
Suddenly turns around to perspective, that point of view, you are the skateboard now. Point of view, you are the skateboard.
You are the skateboard. And he's smiley.
He's so happy.
He's happy.
Them talking about how good skateboarding is. Was that this bit? Yeah.
I think so, yeah. It was like, it's you can do it anywhere.
Except grass.
Except grass.
Miyakojima. Oh, this bit got me. God. Miyakojima is where I started tearing up. I was like, oh, fuck.
So pretty. Like, because it's not just him and Reki anymore. It's him and everyone.
It's everyone except Shadow. It's beautiful.
Shadow's driving the fucking car.
He is. One of us had to drive the car, okay? Not all of us could be part of these beautiful memories that will last forever. And God, that shot looks so good. The clouds so in the background. Good. Did we talk about this shot? Did we watch this shot?
Yeah, we probably did.
Cherry with the umbrella.
It a year and a half ago.
Topless Joe.
Topless Joe.
So good.
Sleeveless Lunga.
Mm. Then them racing in Miyakojima.
There's Shadow. We found him.
Yeah, without Reki.
Yep.
Them slapping hands.
That one and got then, me, them doing their hand slap. Mm. Oh.
And then close up on Lunga.
Yeah, like, real close up. It gets super close to camera.
Eyes are popping.
Reaching for that board. Happy.
And grabs it.
Yeah. And it's a real like echoey grab noise.
It really hits.
Yeah. Fun. Tanoshi.
Tanoshi. It might just be because we don't speak Japanese, but Tanoshi sounded so much better.
Yeah.
That's right. Skating is fun. Fun.
He actually looks really a bit older in this shot.
Mm, I feel that. This shot is wild, by the way. The zoom.
Yeah.
Into like this like the sky.
Oh, yeah, exploding from behind
him. Yeah.
Like all of the color like rushing back.
And the heartbeat as well.
Oh. Oh, and then like the bass piano.
Boom.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, so good. Mm. Good, perfect. Mm.
We're so eloquent.
Yes, chef. Yes, Utsumi.
Because
it is the combination. This minute, it really is like everything coming together.
Oh,
it's
yes.
So good. Like everything that makes the show good is in this minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Friends, skating, music, good animation.
Yes. Yeah.
family.
Yeah.
Found and real.
Yeah, except no Adam.
Well. Psych, I'm an anti. It only took me 280 minutes to come out. But I'm anti Adam.
No.
I'm sorry. I could never.
Never. And he does legitimately skate vertically, which is wild.
He's skating Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain.
Well, he kind of falls.
With
the board
that.
And it's kind of like...
It felt like... I was thinking maybe Lunga has... He's not rich, so he probably hasn't done it. But when they get dropped out of helicopters for snowboarding, that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, absolutely. You're actually right. Yeah. Mm. Maybe he has.
Maybe.
Although sometimes you just jump off the lift, right? So it would be similar. Don't you just sort of like...
That's
off the lift or
the
not?
Hardest part of snowboarding.
Getting off the lift.
I reckon. Getting off the lift. I never stuffed it up. I never failed. But it is bloody hard. Because you've got one, it's the thing where you've got like one of the clips on.
Oh,
and you have to do
okay.
Like the weird pogo thing around. But hard to do.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. But no, this is the little like, I don't know. You can feel the air resistance here.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. But he somehow manages to get on the cliff
and
the
arms are back.
Just goes.
And then this shot, where the camera like pans around and like comes below him.
Oh, my God.
So good.
How tall is this fucking cliff?
Right? What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
And like where is he? Like logistically.
Also, like he would never be able to catch up. Adam would be so far ahead by this point.
Well, surely Adam is so far behind now because he's just like skipped most of the course.
I suppose so. Actually, maybe you're right because if they're going downhill, Lunga's just taken a shortcut, really, hasn't he?
Yeah. But we have to accept that Adam is going to be right behind Lunga whenever he lands from this.
Of course.
We just have to accept that.
It'll be like Adam will have gone like around a loop part and Lunga will have just come straight down.
And he really snowboards down this mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget physics. We've had a speed boost and now we've just got...
No freaking way!
That was great.
Was that dead on?
He's skating down a cliff! and Much of Blossom are shook.
Bless, this was actually really cute.
It was.
There's just like this element of like acceptance from those two. Like when we're actually never going to be that level because he's fucking weird.
The kids are all right.
Yeah. What Jerry said, incomprehensible? Is that what he said?
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
Simply unpredictable.
I sang that in my head to myself.
Yeah.
Simply unpredictable. But they're just having a laugh. They're so relaxed.
Having a laugh, innit?
Yeah. You having a laugh?
You having a... What's the Cockney slang for a laugh?
I think they just say laugh.
Yeah, you having a laugh, innit?
Innit?
Lunga's freaking back, my dudes.
Lunga's freaking back, my dudes.
Definitely felt like a improv.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trying to match the mouth flaps a bit.
Yeah, that's the Lunga I know.
And then we cut back to Lunga still skating down the cliff.
Lit from below.
This lighting looks so good on him.
It's like a bit of a Magneto mask.
Yes, it is. You're right.
Framing his.
You've been watching X-Men 97?
Don't know what that is.
Oh no.
I'm off the zeitgeist, Caitlin. You know this.
You know like the old school X-Men that we used to watch on like Cheese TV?
Mm.
They've rebooted it.
Oh, cool.
But it picks up where it left off. And the animation is the same.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So they've just captured that style. Nice.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it? Are you watching
I've only watched one so far, but it's good. And the theme song slaps.
Oh, cool.
You know, it's like the...
They use the same theme song?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's sick.
Cool.
Really cool.
No, never... Haven't heard of it.
Oh, it's good.
They're calling it X-Men 97.
Yeah.
Is that when the original one came
out? Yeah.
That's cool.
I think so. Or ended. I can't remember. But it's... Right. Yeah. It's really cool.
Cool.
I'm
still making my way through Shogun.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I need to watch it, but we're watching Hannibal at the moment.
Right. I was thinking of you when I was watching it the other night because I was thinking a bit really reminded me of Ghost of Tsushima.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it's good. Good show. The main... white guy is so fucking hilarious.
Just so he's out of just, place.
The voice he does, it's hard to describe.
Oh God, okay.
He is eating the scenery, but in like the best way possible.
I think I'll wait till it's finished because it's only got a couple episodes left, right?
It just finished today.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, might check it
but
out.
But I'm still catching up. Yeah. I'm very far behind.
It's too many things to watch.
So much content.
So much content. It's exhausting.
I will never be content with the amount of content. There is too much and not enough time. And especially when you want to make your own, it's hard to find the time to not
consume. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a hard world out here.
It is. And you also, on top of that, have to go privileged. To work.
Oh, no. Oh no!
It's the worst.
We are privileged.
I kind of wish I could go back in time and talk to the person who, fought for women's right to work.
You fucked up. I'm holding a prop gun. Yeah.
That's gonna be silly little housewife. Yeah. What about that?
Yeah. You fucked up, suffragettes.
I don't need to own a credit card.
That's a good concept. Traveling back in, you're so sick of your job, you travel back in time to kill the suffragettes. But then you become a suffragette, like by happenstance, you just fall into it.
I love that.
And it's a bit of a grandfather paradox where you are
your own grandmother.
One of the suffragettes. And you end up making it happen.
Oh, I like that. And then future and you also become gay.
Of course.
Of course.
Is there any other? No. That was like legitimately one of my problems with the TV series of League of Their Own.
Oh, too yes. Gay. Too gay.
Like, I was like, where's the baseball fans? Yeah.
I thought this was a baseball show.
Nobody was watching it for the baseball.
Oh, shit.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lunga is falling.
He's falling. And then the snow. Tangent. The little bits of snow sort of like appear.
And then suddenly Lunga is like, the most beautiful girl in the world.
He's a pretty princess.
It like legitimately is when the snow starts falling. It like,
oh yes.
Suddenly a different key animator.
Yes, truly.
Yeah.
They're like, we need our best people on this, and they fucked up.
We need the guy who ships who still does the Android 18 and Trunks fan art. Because that is he just looks like both of them.
Oh my god. Oh,
and then the cut around to him snowboarding behind Oliver. Mm.
It's so beautiful.
Papa.
Oh my goodness.
Oliver's hand is very big.
Yeah, he man. He big dude.
Dad got big hands.
Yeah.
Oh, the music here as well.
And he turns around to Lunga. And he asks him if he's having fun. Oh.
Now, the first time I heard, "Are you having fun, my son?"
Mm-hmm.
I laughed.
Mm-hmm. So it's like the meme?
It is a meme. It's bad English.
Yeah.
But it is so, there is just something about it in its brokenness that is so perfect and so whole.
Yeah.
That I kind of wish that they kept it for the English.
Yes. Yeah.
I think they overcooked it.
Yeah, I think so too.
It is a localization, but.
Yeah, it felt a bit wordy. Like, I feel like they made it all like too conversational or something. I don't know. Like,
you enjoying yourself, kiddo? It was
Yeah, I really am, Dad. Like, it's. Yeah.
Plus the classic anime thing of him sounding like a 20-year-old.
Yeah, classic.
And he's like, I don't know. I mean, I probably sound like a 20-year-old and I'm mid-30s, which is probably where Oliver is.
True, actually. But it was such a nice, it's such a nice effect having it this way in the sub, because you don't really get the impact of them speaking English in the dub, obviously.
Yeah.
So it is, it's such a nice moment in the sub.
It's the fan fun conundrum.
Yes.
It's like these are the two different parts of Lunga. His Canadian-ness and his Japanese-ness are two separate things that are a whole within him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and he's finding a way to, it's almost like
combine them.
He's almost like had found closure of snowboarding with his dad as well in this moment because it wasn't fun for him anymore. like the snowboarding wasn't fun for him anymore because of that. And it's kind of like a nice little like way to just close that door for him, I think.
We haven't really talked about the fact that all this is happening just because fun was written on the bottom of the skateboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why?
But I think
we'll find out.
And I think this is really where the dub lost its way, is that the sub has actually been setting this up since episode like 10.
Yeah.
Before that, you know, like, but definitely since episode 10.
When were we getting pissed about everything?
Definitely episode 10.
It was the Love Hotel, right?
Yeah.
They changed a lot of it.
Yeah, it was a lot in the Love Hotel.
Yeah, where it was like instead of just being like, it's fun, it was like, all of this, you can go on adventures.
Yeah.
Every skateboard has a story.
Yeah, they were finding whatever way they could to get around it.
Thesaurus style.
But really that is the core of it, is that it's just fun.
Yeah. There's nothing more to it than that.
No. Nope.
Yeah. And then they to the point where they leave it out of Oliver's English. He's not having fun.
Are you enjoying yourself?
It is fun.
I didn't even notice
but it's
that.
Not
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Are you having fun, my son? I fucking love it. It's such
a good
moment.
But he could have said,
moment.
You're having fun, kiddo. Like, yeah. I guess it may be. The issue is always going to be Tanoshi is three syllables and fun is one.
Yeah.
So that's always going to be the issue, right?
It is. Yeah, until we have the AI animating the mouth flaps, this will always be an issue. And until then, I will not watch another anime. I will
Putting
not watch another
down.
Anime until the animators are replaced by robots.
Oh my god.
I'm being sarcastic.
Of
I hate
course.
AI.
A is the worst.
I feel like it's become not cool to hate AI all of a sudden.
Really? I see lots of people hating on it.
No, I am seeing a lot of people loving it.
I went and saw Late Night with the Devil.
I read about that.
Which...
An Australian horror film for those of you playing at home.
Yeah. It started and I was like, Vic Film or something. And I was like,
isn't that such a classic? You start like playing a video game or you finish a video game and like Vic Government or something like Screen Victoria scrolls up and you're like,
yeah.
Huh?
And then at the end credits rolled and it was like the acknowledgement of country. And I was like, did they film this here? And my friend was really pissed because she was like, where was The Brave? I would love to sit in that studio
where was
audience.
The Brief? I mean, that's what everyone was saying when they saw the girl. Like, she has the face of a child who has used an iPhone.
Yeah.
But, like, she has the face of someone who's not American.
Yeah,
like,
oh, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. I mean, she does look modern, but not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those weird things. How do you cast for it?
But it was such a shame. I was just like, why didn't they just draw that?
For context, they used AI to generate like the background art elements.
Yeah, like the what's the word I think of? It's like, you know, when you go to commercial break and they do like a little picture. It's like that. It's like, we'll be back soon, and it's like that little picture that they put up.
And they couldn't pay someone to do that?
No.
You're making a fucking film. Find the money.
Literally. In Australia,
like,
where
Christ.
It's cheap as fuck.
Yeah, that's the only reason films are made here.
Yeah.
Like, that's why.
Yeah. And I feel so bad for like the Aussie actors in it, because like, what a great opportunity for you, and it's been marred by like this.
It's been overshadowed by discussions of AI art.
Yeah. But A24 used it in their Civil War poster now, and now it's just like, ugh.
It's happening.
So upsetting.
Because it's always the decision of someone with like that doesn't want to pay money.
Oh yeah,
that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
it's the
always.
Bottom line.
So
it is depressing.
Depressing.
Yeah, it's like what? Like why? There's already enough stuff that we're making. We don't need more stuff that's iterated off other stuff.
No, exactly.
There's too much stuff.
It's too much stuff.
There's too much stuff.
Stop. 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 Stop.
Just stop.
Just stop.
Sometimes silence is golden. But not in this moment, because the music slaps.
Yeah, the music's beautiful. And Lungo looks so derpy.
Yeah.
He looks so silly.
Are you enjoying
yourself? It doesn't look like Lungo at all.
Kiddo. I mean, the mouth flaps are English. They could have just kept it the same.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It wasn't Tanoshi, was it?
No.
Oh, God.
I'm watching the Japanese again just to feel something. My son. Sounds like a Brian Jordan Alvarez character.
So cute.
My son.
Oh, it's beautiful. And then he fades away.
Of course, Dad. Good moment.
So good.
Sorry, I was just watching it again.
It's so nice. It's such a lovely moment.
Now, what I didn't notice on my first watch through is Oliver just straight up disappearing.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. It's like the closure.
And there's like a sound effect.
It's actually beautiful.
It is so nice. Yeah. What a great moment.
It's wonderful.
I felt something.
I just got emotional.
Mm. Yeah, it's the closure of skateboarding, snowboarding, right? It's the It is like, you know, big character moment.
And he got to snowboard with his dad one last time.
He did. Oh, Caitlin.
I know. What the fuck? This show, man.
Good show.
Good fucking show. What was your favourite moment?
I mean, are you having fun, my son?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole sequence. Apart from Lunga looking derpy, it's perfect.
Yeah. I think they fix that in the Blu-ray.
But even that, like, is kind of fun in its own way. It's kind of like a weird little...
Yeah.
I don't know, funky. What was your favourite moment?
Oh, God, it was all so good. Like, the montage, like, the flashbacks.
Mm.
And the moment where all the colour comes back.
Mm.
I don't know, this whole minute was just stunning. I don't know if I could pick a favourite moment. It was just beautiful.
I think, like... Are You Having Fun, My Son is one of my favourite moments of the show.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's so good. Mm. And Caitlin, we didn't even talk about it. We're past halfway.
Oh my goodness, we're almost there.
10 minutes 45 left.
Oof. Ooh.
That's hectic.
That's crazy. Can't believe it.
Well, thank you for coming on this journey with us.
If you're having fun, you could tweet at us, my son. You could tweet at us. It's @infinite_minute on Twitter.
And if you're enjoying yourself, kiddo, you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
Bye.
Bye.
Fades into the
distance. Disappears.
Straight up.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.